Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Excellent, excellent. Firstly, have you been able to have a little bit of a breather yourself, physically, mentally, over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, last weekend, yeah. I just chilled out. Nothing going on for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which was great for me. So, really, we didn't want to let the boys have too much time off. We made sure that we were working hard, and there was the boys that were here, we had to keep up, you know, keeping their match fitness right up, because the ones who went away, which was quite a numerous amount, we knew they would get training and playing with their respective countries, you know. So yeah, really pleased, and nice to have a little break, especially on the back of a win. But all full blast now, because we've got three in a week, or less than a week, which is going to be a test for the squad, you know. And I'm praying that everyone comes back fit and ready to go.
It is challenging, as you say. It's three games, 7 days, isn't it? You know, you go Saturday, Tuesday, Friday evening. Does that require a little bit of thinking and strategically about how you use your squad?
Yeah, your squad management's going to come into this week without a doubt, you know, and it's probably the first time it's going to be tested. You know, we had the Norwich game midweek, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately lost at Linden in that, which was one of the big ones that we didn't want to lose. But we definitely know we're going to be not just playing 11 players in all three games. The squad will definitely be stretched and definitely be tested. But I'm more than happy with what we've got in and the depth I've got.
Yeah, well, it's not three games anymore, isn't it? With the amount of added time you're playing, it's almost going to be like playing four games over those three games, isn't it?
Same for everyone. So yeah, I've got no gripes there. But yeah, we'll manage that as well.
Just in regards to the international break, when you send your players away, and obviously you hope they do well and get something positive out of their trips, also how many rabbit's feet do you rub, how many ladders do you avoid to make sure no one gets injured?
Well, first and foremost, for the first time, keeping up with everyone was unbelievable. Trying to keep up with Caroline, who works here, one of our assistant secretaries, was unbelievable with logistics keeping me up to date with who's playing where and what's going on and who's getting back at what time. And so, you know, big credit to her. But the boys themselves, yeah, you're looking at if they've come on a sub, have they gone back off? You've checked out who's gone off the sub and why that was, and who didn't play and why that was. And my medical team as well has been in constant contact with all the countries. You know, some countries are easier to contact than others. There's language barriers, there's time differences. So it all comes into it as a football manager, you know, and I don't care what anyone says, it's a difficult time. And, seeing Sinclair make his full international debut was a very proud moment, as was, Paul Smith playing his first actual competition minutes for his country. You know, we really have got to be proud of these players. You know, playing for your country, we've got about 10 away, I think, and that's magnificent for a club, you know, of this size to have 10 people away like that, all playing in really, really big competitions. I'm so proud, and the fans and all my staff should be so proud too, because they've all made that happen.
You mentioned Sinclair, and I think, obviously, you know, the trajectory that he's been on already this season, is that just another step that's going to help? Is that just another bit of the confidence factor that gets rubbed off onto someone when they actually make that international debut like that? And that's just going to be something hopefully you benefit from.
Yeah, the one thing about Sinclair is everyone's different, and Sinclair's a very humble person. He's very grateful for any opportunities he gets in that. But sometimes when people try and talk to him, he can be quite aloof as well, because I think he's just used to, in a year or 18 months, he's come from Shamrock Rovers, not much anything really over there, to this championship player, this massive prospect, and now he's delivering on this prospect sort of tag that he's had. It's really, we've got to understand, he's only 20 years old, you know, and to handle that at such a young age, we've all got to think back about when we were 20 and could we have handled it. So we're going to help him through all this, but the humility that he's got, I think, will aid to that confidence, you know, because he's just so super grateful for every time he steps on a training ground or a pitch, and he's deserved this, you know, and I'll be the first one to say you've deserved this and be that person that everyone believes you can be. But keep that common touch as well, because that's one of his strengths.
And you mentioned Paul. I remember speaking to him when he signed, and sort of asked him about whether he hoped that getting back into the championship and you know, despite having a great season last season, for example, with the O's, but actually it would aid again his international aspirations. And it's sort of, it's good for him individually. It's good for the club. Is it good moving forward as well when it comes to potential recruitment moving forward, to say that, you know, players, you can come here and you want a positive, really good stage where you can actually get attention to yourself?
Yeah, we want to be known as the club and the chance here to play for your country, because it's such a huge club, such a well-known club. If you do well here, you're doing well in the championship, you know, and you get chance here if you're young as well, which is really important. So it's great for recruitment. It's great to tell people that coming to QPR will enhance your chances of playing for your country, and not anything else. And I think Paul's a testament to that. And also Morgan Fox, you know. So when I talk about young, he's coming up 32, 33, and he's on the squad for Wales, you know, still. And I can't wait for Morgan to make his international bow, because he's been a very unsung hero and a real rock. And I watched I watched the Wales game against Latvia on TV, and I was dying for him to come on. I thought he would. They were hanging on at one stage, and I thought they might stick him on. But again, what a great character he is, and a great example to all those other young boys coming through. And so we've got a good balance here too.
But it is focused now on the domestic side of things. And as you say, tough run of games, that, you know, a tough one to start off with as well, against the side that a couple of players have got experience of playing for.
Yeah. Tough run of games from now till May, believe me, Phil. So it's not just the, you know, it's going to be tough. But we've obviously got a couple of the Northeast boys. Jack Colback's played for Sunderland, you know, started his career there, Sunderland boys. So we've got to make sure that you know, we're at our best, because they've just beat one of the favourites for the league 5-0. You know, and convincingly as well. We've seen them, we've watched them. No doubt they'll have watched us. You know, they've got one or two away, not as many as me, but on the day, it's going to be all about who puts that you know, that recipe together to win that game. Because I think there's two teams. I think there were a similar team to some that we've played already, and we're looking forward to try and exploit that. But we'll be a different. Animal to what Southampton were, and I'm hoping that they underestimate us as many teams are doing at the moment.
Yeah, what are you expecting from Sunderland? Yeah, wants to get the ball and use the ball.
Yeah, obviously Tony Mowbray is he's well known manager for what he plays and how he plays, but they also know how to win games. They've got some, you know, they've got some experience in their staff. Maybe not so much on the pitch, not a great deal, you know, but they're learning these boys, and every game goes by, they've recruited a lot of youngsters, and they've got this high energy, and that's difficult to deal with. But you know, we've got ways, we've got. You know, hours of studying them in the bag, and that's the great thing over these 2 weeks. You know, we've looked at the next couple of games really to see what we can do, and we've got a plan for Sunderland, but I'm sure they'll have a plan for QPR as well.
But one final question, complete curveball, but I don't think I have asked you this before. Bruce Rioch once said about Tony Mowbray when he was his manager at and Tony was his captain at Middlesbrough, as quite a young player, that he would be the person he would want to take to the moon with him, because of his leadership skills. If you had to go to the moon, I don't know if Jeff Bezos is going to give you an opportunity or whatever, Gareth, is there anyone within your squad that you think, or is there a couple of people in your squad that you would have to have with you for a lunar landing?
There's a whole group of them. So that's the beauty here. There's a whole group, honestly. And it would be unfair for me to pick one. There's definitely some I wouldn't take. I don't think they'd hack the journey. But
is that the fear of flying for some?
Yeah. There's definitely some that I'm not sure I could be in a spaceship for months on end with. But there's definitely a group that I would take. I'm only joking. That honestly, the way this place is at the moment, I'd take the team. I'd take everyone. We'd all go together, and that's the mantra that we're doing this year. You know, so if taking an individual the right way, then that wouldn't be for me. I'd take the lot, and I'm sure some of the boys would get some of the other boys through it. So no, be great to go there. But let's metaphorically reach for the stars and try and get something done this season.
Love it. Thank you. See you Saturday, Gareth.
Thanks.
Thank
a lot.
You, mate.
Cheers, man.
All right, Gareth, how you doing, mate?
Ian, how you doing, mate?
Morning. Not bad, thanks, mate. Just with the away form, you know, since you've been in the club, been, you know, largely quite solid, but even before you arrived, the home form has been kind of pretty poor.
Yeah.
How important is it now to start sort of setting those away performances and, you know, playing well at home?
Yeah, really important. Home is where you get your achievements in football. You know, the best teams are the ones who finish in the playoffs, the ones who get promoted. Their home forms are the best. You know, you've got to make advantage of when you're at home. I want it to feel like home as well. You know, I think that you know, for one reason or another, over the last couple of years it's been difficult at home. I think the pressure has been felt at home a little bit from the boys. I really do, and I think expectations were high. I really believe that at the moment we've got that whole club in a really good place of, do you know what, if they empty the tank, we're not too bothered. Yeah, we want to see some decent football, which they're going to do the way we're playing, the way we've grabbed onto this identity. But emptying the tank, Ian, I think is the big thing, that and caring, because of all the money that's come in the game, you can no longer relate to some of these players like you used to be able to. You know, even my day at QPR, you know, we were paid well, but you could still relate. It wasn't astronomical, and I think in football in general means that, you know, it's tough to relate to some of these, to think they're just guys like me. They are put on a pedestal, and they're told to deliver and expected to deliver. But I think QPR fans have really sort of gone, okay, we understand where the club is, we understand what's happening, we understand what we're trying to do now, and there's a bit of patience and a huge amount of support going. And if we can get that at Loftus Road, and honestly, I think that the key is working together. I really do, and I'm looking forward to Saturday, because I think that both the Ipswich and the Norwich games were really well supported, and there's a great vibe at the end of the game, even though we lost both 1-0.
And just cast your mind back to sort of 2 weeks ago, that how was that deadline day on the Friday? You managed to keep all your squad, so that must have been a relief.
Yeah, well, you know, as much as anyone, it was probably about keeping rather than selling. Keeping rather than buying, and it was a nice night to focus totally on Middlesbrough and what we were going to do against Middlesbrough. You know, people who've had a lot of stick over the years, the board, Lee Hoos, have been fantastic through this window, honestly. And I know people will say, oh, you're only saying that because they're the ones who are your bosses. I don't care. They've been really good about keeping the best players, getting me what I've asked for, which hasn't been ridiculous, but also, you know, just understanding that this club can achieve, but we don't have to go mental. We don't have to go crazy. And you know, one of the big things on deadline day, I spoke to somebody else about this the other day, was that just because everyone else is buying doesn't mean you have to. I've learned that over the years. Don't get sucked into that. Oh my God, they've bought this player or they've signed that player. We must sign somebody. You know, I think the experience I've had over the years has helped me realize that my focus that night was Middlesbrough away and how we can beat them. And I'm glad we did that because we definitely did. And they signed three players, ironically, on deadline day. But we focused totally on what we were going to do. And, you know, I have to as well congratulate Ilias, Chris Willock, you know, Sam Field potentially, you know, the players that probably were rumoured to be maybe leaving the club or maybe going to be, you know, perceived better or bigger clubs. I think they all handled themselves really well, and the maturity they all showed was brilliant to A, not disrupt, but also B, understand that they can achieve here.
And just Taylor Richards, a player that came in the summer, he hasn't really figured too much this season. I mean, is he fully fit now? Is he part of your plans? Where's
yeah, for me, for the way I play, just trying to get Taylor up to speed a little bit. He's a great talent. Struggled with injuries since he came in the door, you know, a year ago. I think he was brought in on loan last season for the season with a signing at the end of the loan, and just struggled for injury, getting fit, and I want Taylor to find a place. I want him to get part of this because he's a good player. He's a good talent, and obviously the clubs he's played for shows he's a good talent, but you know, it's going to be time for Taylor to get some games under his belt, but he's you know, we're working hard on him getting fitter and fitter so he can get up to speed, and I don't want to set him out on the pitch and set him up to fail because he's not fit enough or quick enough or strong enough to compete, and so we'll make that judgment when we feel he's up to speed.
And just went on Jack Colback as well. He's had a good start since he's come in. He's probably going to get a fair bit of stick on Saturday from the Sunderland fans with his Newcastle connections, having played for Sunderland.
Yeah, no, is that right? You get stick when you move from Sunderland to Newcastle? No, I'm only joking. He's one of the brave ones, isn't he, that has done that. So it would have been like me signing for Burnley one day, which I can safely say would never have happened. So he's definitely going to be key to what we do this season. I think him coming in, as well as Cookie and Asmin and Foxy, you know, these experienced boys, I think they've been key to the turnaround and the maturity in the squad, you know. But I think if we could get 3-3 out of Jack Colback, then his celebration might be something special on Saturday. We'll have to see. He's a great lad, and again, I think he's a top midfielder, one of the best that's played for this club for a few years. And let's say if he keeps scoring like he has done, then he's adding a different ball to his string to his bow that we never knew he had. You know, he definitely wasn't brought in for his goal scoring. But Jack, if you can nick one on Saturday against the club you left, then that'd be great.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.